Come Listen to a Prophet's Voice, The Book of Mormon, Our True Guide, by President Henry B. Eyring, First Counselor in the First Presidency. All of us feel a desire to return home to live with God. The Book of Mormon is our short guide on the way home to God. The Book of Mormon gives us the Savior's example to increase our faith and determination to follow Him. The book is filled with the doctrine of Christ to guide us. The book makes plain that we must receive the Holy Ghost to help us stay on the straight and narrow path. We are taught that we must pray always in the name of Christ, not fainting, and that if we do, we have this promise. Wherefore ye must press forward with a steadfastness in Christ, having a perfect brightness of hope, and a love of God and of all men. Wherefore, if ye shall press forward, feasting upon the word of Christ, and endure to the end, behold, thus saith the Father, ye shall have eternal life. 2 Nephi, chapter 31, verse 20. The Book of Mormon gives us courage and comfort as Satan tries to tempt and discourage us on our way. See Mosiah, chapter 5, verse 2. Each time I read even a few lines in the Book of Mormon, I feel my testimony strengthen that the book is true, that Jesus is the Christ, that we can follow Him home, and that we can take those we love home with us. It has been for me the book of books. It is the Word of God. I pray that we will drink deeply and daily from it. I testify in the name of Jesus Christ that it is a true guide. Adapted from the Book of Mormon as a personal guide and sign, September 2010, pages 4 through 6. End of Come Listen to a Prophet's Voice, The Book of Mormon, Our True Guide, by President Henry B. Eyring, First Counselor in the First Presidency.